this past October, we had a baby blessing service. And at that, one of the things we did in that weekend is we gave all the families a jar of marbles. And there's one marble for every week of the child's life between that time and when their child graduates high school. This is actually the Clutas jar. And I don't know whether this is Stellan or Declan's jar because the jars look so much alike. But the response of just having that visual for some people, and some people responded this way, even they weren't even the ones who got them. It was kind of like, okay, if what you're trying to do is stress us out and make us overwhelmed, thank you very much. You're doing a great job. And so, you're welcome. Actually, we don't want to stress you out. We don't want to make you overwhelmed. What we want to do is encourage you. Because we got this crazy idea that parents need encouragement. I'll just throw this in. This can be useful for everybody. You know, sometimes there are kind of like international signs for things like this. This is a sign for I'm choking. This, you see, when your kids become teens, this is the sign for give me the keys. There's also an international sign when somebody needs encouragement. Do you think that would be helpful to know? Some of you? Okay. The international sign for someone that says I need encouragement is that they are breathing. So, just be on the lookout for that. But we don't want to overwhelm you or stress you out. But the deal is, when you realize that time is short, when you realize how fast life moves, it makes you value the time you have more. We want as parents to value the time we have. And the word I want to stick with you is intentional. We want you to be intentional. Time's going to go by either way. Time's going to go by if we value it and we make the best use of it. Then the things that we happen will be, you know, something's going to happen. We want something to happen on purpose. We had Jordan and Alex leave our home last fall, and it's not going to be long before Austin leaves. We're acutely aware of the time we have left with our kids. You know, I showed you the Clutas jar. This is Julia's jar. 259 weeks until Julia graduates. Here's Austin's. 3 weeks. I'm just going to read part of this scripture. Ephesians 5, verse 8 says, "For you were once darkness, but now you are light. Live as children of light." I'm just going to skip down to verse 15. "Be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity because the days are evil." It says, make the most. That word, it means redeem the time, buy back the time. The idea is because the days are evil. Time is evil. There are all kinds of evil influences out there. So we have to be wise and really accept this identity that God wants to give us. As I used to be darkness, but now I'm light. It's my job to shine God's light wherever I am. And particularly as parents, we want to shine God's light in the lives of our children. And we as a community of faith want to shine God's light into the children of our whole spiritual family. And so Paul's encouragement here in Ephesians 5 is wake up, sleeper, rise from the dead. Christ will shine on you. Wake up, embrace this new identity. Buy back the time. And it's kind of like saying, you know, you can, time's going to go on no matter what, but you can buy better time by being intentional. So I want to talk about a few things as parents that I think we can be intentional about to have more of the impact that we want to have in our children's lives. First and foremost, by far the most important thing is be intentional about your own spiritual health and growth. You know, we believe that we serve a relational God, a God who exists in an eternal relationship of self-giving love, Father, Son, and Spirit. And a part of what it means to be created in the image of God is that God created us as relational beings. And so that sustained spiritual growth happens best in the context of spiritual friendships. People who can look at us and say, you know what? They're actually breathing, so I think they need encouragement. We need help. We need support. And so, you know, how's it going? How are you doing spiritually? The most important thing you can do for your children is to take care of yourself and to be connected in spiritual friendships that will offer you help and encouragement and support through all of life. What does your life model to your kids about who God is? What does your life model to your kids about the value of spiritual friendships? That has a big impact. What you teach them through your life about God, about faith, and about community. It's not about, and we say this every, you know, a few times a year, we talk about Orange and we talk about what we're trying to do as a community to build faith in our children. And every time, I think every time, and I plan to do every time, to say, listen, this is not about being the perfect parent, whatever that is. But it's about giving your children a front row seat to the work, the redemptive work of the grace of God. They see you engaged. They see mom and they see dad engaged in their relationship with God, in their relationship with other people. And so be intentional about taking care of yourself. Be intentional about your spiritual health and growth. But also be intentional about being engaged in a community where your child will have other adult voices speaking God's truths into their lives. You know, make church a priority. Make relationships a priority. Every Sunday is an opportunity for your child to be influenced by other spiritual voices. In middle school and high school, there are many opportunities that you can take care of, that you can take advantage of. Salt and Light, retreats, social events, etc. And I want to encourage you, parents, get to know your child's small group leader. Have them over. They're breathing. They need encouragement. Food would help. You know, but spend some time with your child's small group leader. You know, Orange is yellow and red, church and family working together. It's designed so that you and your child's small group leader are partners in impacting them. So you get involved, encourage your child to be involved. Also, be intentional about spending quality time with your kids. That's just be engaged. It's kind of like those contests you enter, and they say, you know, must be present to win. That's the way it is. You know, time goes by so fast. it just wasn't that long ago I would have stood up here with a full jar of marbles for Austin. Now there's three. We're all losing our marbles. Right. But be intentional about spending time. And you may not even know what to do. I've got this, you can ask other parents for ideas, ask your spouse what to do, but I've got this crazy idea that I think just might work. Ask your kid what they want to do. You might even be able to do it. But be, engaged, be present, spend time with your children. Also, be intentional about teaching them and training them as you go. You know, being intentional doesn't always mean adding something to your schedule. It's not an event. It's more of a mindset. Take advantage of the normal rhythms of life, as it talks about in Deuteronomy 6. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. These commandments I give you today are to be upon your hearts. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down, and when you get up. Here Moses is talking about taking advantage of just the normal rhythms of life. For us, mealtime, bedtime, drive time. If your kids are little, bath time. Gets awkward at some point. But just times when you're just with them. Send you, if you're not on the email list, and if you're not, if you're on Facebook and you're not connected with the Facebook group for the age group of your child, talk to your you can talk to Sue or talk to your child's small group leaders. Talk to Josh and Megan. We can get you connected, but we send out parent cues on a regular basis, and that is really talking points, conversation starters that have to do with the lessons that they're doing in large group and that they're discussing in their small groups, because we believe that we can be more successful, not just that the church and the parents are both working at it, but that we're working together on it, that we're working on the same thing. So we want you to know the things that they're studying and learning and discussing at church so that we can work together. I just want to close out real quickly with a challenge to the dads. What we see is that typically, this is certainly not always true, but typically with kids, moms seem to be a little more engaged. And if that's not true in your case, great, good job. If there is something there for you, then I'll just say, dads, we can do this. We can do this. We don't have to be perfect. We have to be present. And so I want especially and really it's true for dads of little girls. I think it's especially true for dads of little boys. There's one place where a little boy learns how to be a man, and that's from other men. And so God has given us all as parents, God has given us as fathers a vital role. We have an irreplaceable role. But I think we can come together as men to encourage each other and really to band together, to put our arms around all the children that God has blessed us with. You know, the Bible says children are a blessing from the Lord. You know, I saw Donna Lee and Melvin before service today, and they got another tiny, tiny little baby that they're fostering. And this baby's going to be adopted on Tuesday, which is great. But they've had this baby for a short time, and Donna pulled back the little thing that the baby's wrapped up, and I looked in, and it's just cuddled up next to her. And I just had to sit there and look, and it's just, I said, you know, I said, that's a baby blessing. That's a baby blessing. That baby is blessed because of the heart that the Moons have. That baby is blessed because it's being adopted. But Donnelly and Melvin are blessed because we are blessed because of our children. And what more noble ministry could we be engaged in? What more noble service than by pouring our lives into the next generation? This is something we believe in. It's at the core of who we are here at Cornerstone. And it's not just work we do. It's relationships we value, as has been expressed here today. I want to thank everyone who works so hard to make our ministry to our children, all the way from nursery through high school, what it is. And we couldn't do it without you. Without your faith in God and without your belief that it's a valuable thing to do. So thank you so much. Let's close out with a prayer.